بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Invocation of mercy for women who wear trousers أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that during the rainy season he was once sitting with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم at جنة البقي A woman riding on a donkey that was laden with other goods as well came by. As she was riding, she came to an incline. There happened to be a hole in the pathway which caused the animal to stumble and subsequently she fell. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately turned his gaze away. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who was seated there informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the woman was wearing a trouser. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his mubarak hands and supplicated thus, O Allah, forgive those women of my ummah who wear trousers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, O people, wear trousers as this is more concealing and command your women as well to wear trousers. Some narrations mention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the dua thrice. The sunnah garment for women. It is sunnah for women to wear thick clothing which does not reveal their bodies or their hair, etc. Similarly, this should not be tight-fitting, nor should it resemble men's clothing. Lastly, it should not resemble the garments of non-Muslims. Prohibition of transparent clothing. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Sayyida Asma binti Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anha visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst wearing transparent clothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately turned his gaze away and said, O Asma, when a woman attains puberty, it is not permissible for others to see her body except this and this. The words this and this are reference to the hands and the face. Note only mahram, relatives are allowed to see the face and the hands of the female relatives. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.